Prophetess Patricia J. Wade. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
Peace and blessings to each and every one of you. Thank you for tuning in on this morning. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, I thank you and I praise you. But truly, this is the day that the Lord has made. And yes, we choose to rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for waking us up this morning, O God, keeping us enclosed in our right mind. Father God, we thank you for keeping us from dangers seen and dangers unseen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I ask that you will have thine own way on the airways on this morning. Lord God, heal, deliver, and set the captive free. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. And if you have your Bibles, could you please turn into 1 Samuel, the 30th chapter, 18 and 19 verses. 1 Samuel, 30th chapter, 18 and 19. And I will be reading from the New Living Translation. And it says, David got back everything the Amalekites had taken, and he rescued his two wives. Nothing was missing, small or great, son or daughter, nor anything else that had been taken. David brought everything back. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word. And the topic for today is all coming back. Everything you lost in this season and the prior seasons, the Lord say it is all coming back. So in 1 Samuel, the 30th chapter, David and his 600 men returned home to discover their worst fear had come true. The Amalekites had raided their city. They had captured their wives and children. They had taken all of their possessions and burned their houses. It was a mess. And David and his men, they wept until they could not weep anymore. But David dried his tears, encouraged himself in the Lord, got his passion back, and led his men to not only defeat them, but to get everything back, plus the spoils as well. In Deuteronomy, the 3rd chapter, in the 3rd verse, it says, God your God will restore everything you lost. He'll have compassion on you. He'll come back and pick up the pieces from all the places where you were scattered. People of God, you may have lost some things, and the difficulties came out of nowhere. But be encouraged in the promises of God. Sure, you shed some tears, and the loss was great. You thought that you would never come back from that setback. You even said, Lord, where did I go wrong? And some of you even felt like the Lord had forsaken you. But the Lord is saying on this morning, it was only a minor setback. Satan took his best shot, but he didn't win. I'm reminded of the story of Job. Job lost everything, and everybody know that story. He lost everything. Job was the richest man. He was the righteous man, but he lost everything except his faith in God. Even his wife and the people he was around was talking some negative things to him to make him give up on God. And you had the same experience, but Job didn't, because Job had a relationship with God, and he did not allow the negative to get into his ear. But he knew he wasn't going to turn his back on God, no matter what they said. He was going to trust God and see this thing to the end. Now, you may be in a place to where you just there and you don't know which way to turn. But God said, you are only there for a short time. Where you was only there for a temporary season. And during that time, there were some things God wanted to teach you. There's some things that God had wanted to show you. And there were some things that God wanted to impart in you. There are times when we have to be alone, to have some time with him one-on-one. If we constantly just going or just constantly just talking and talking and talking, we don't have any time to be quiet and to lay before God and let God minister to us. Ooh, that time you have went through, it is a time for you to see your setback as an opportunity to get to know God even the more and to see his wondrous working power move in your life and to strengthen your spiritual walk. And even as his setup was just a minor setback, but it's going to be a greater comeback. That minor setback what the enemy did, because the enemy thought that he had knocked you down, that he had finally just got you in a place of despair. It was only a setup for a major comeback. People of God, you got to get your passion back. You got to start believing again, because you're going to get it all back. But it's up to you on how soon. Listen to me well. It is up to you to want to get it back sooner or later. Because God wants to put you in a place to where there is nothing missing and nothing lacking. Your comeback in this season is going to be stronger than ever before. God knows what belongs to you. God knows what happened, because everything that happens is already preordained. God already knows, and he already knows how you are going to react in the situation. You see, the man of God, he could have easily listened to other people and gave up on God, but he did. Yes, you wept. You didn't understand, but you didn't allow your emotions to get in the way. You did not allow it to sink you deeper, because that setback was hard. Hallelujah. But your faith came up and overrode the setback. Come on here. Somebody better get this. God knows what belongs to you, and it's coming back. And get this. He say it is coming back double, because he is finna give you double for your trouble, because you could have easily walked away. You could have easily threw in the towel. You could have easily said, God, I'm not going back to church. You could have easily said, God, I throw up my hands. I can't do this anymore. But your love for him and that relationship you got with him would not let you go, would not let what God had imparted in you, it will not allow you to give up. People of God, you have to have a recover all mentality. You just can't settle. Yeah, you just can't be walking around with the old, poor old me attitude. No, shake yourself off. Get up. Do what God has called you to do. Forget about what happened. Learn from it, but don't allow it to overtake you to a place of despair. David wept. Yes, he did, because he had lost everything. He came in and he seen how they had took everything, his children, his spoils, everything. And he had regained all of that back, so much until he gave some of it back. Come on here, somebody. Come on here. He gave some of it back. He gave it back. So you can't have that poor me mentality. You may not see how it's going to happen, but it's going to happen. But God is not limited. He is not limited by what limits us. I think the Holy Ghost better say that again. God is not limited by what limits us. He is going to bring you out better than you were before. I want you to think about that setback. Was a major comeback for my destiny. You're going to be able to bless others. You're going to be able to have the finances you want to bless the kingdom, because some of you are asking God for an increase in your finances because you want to bless the kingdom. It's the ministries you want to bless. And God said he's fit to give you double for your trouble. He's fit to bless your business. He's fit to bless your household. He's fit to heal, because the enemy has attacked your health. Even some pastors and some ministers and leaders, those that are in the fivefold ministry, you have decided, I'm finna do a work for God. Ain't nothing gonna stop me, but here come the enemy, have attacked your body. God said, healing is your portion on this morning. Because he has put a word in your mouth in this season. Healing is your portion. So don't allow the setback to hold you back, but let it be a major comeback, because God said he's getting ready to recover everything that you lost. Let us pray. Father, thank you that your power to strengthen us in the times of adversity is greater than any force that comes against us. Thank you that, Father God, we can put the discouragement behind us, and we have our passion back to do what you have called us to do. We have our passion back to go and to win souls. We have our passion back to pray. We have our passion back to fast. We have our passion back to do the work that you have commissioned us to do. God, we thank you. And Father God, we believe that all that belongs to us is coming back in the mighty name of Jesus. Well, there is going to be a great comeback, and I want you to get ready for it. I want you to get yourself ready for the great comeback, because God is finna give you everything that you have lost, and he's finna give it back to you double. And he wants you to get this in your spirit. If you have to, get away from the negative people, turn off the television, from the news and everything else, and get into the word of God so your spirit and your faith can be built up, because your comeback is gonna be real. I thank you for tuning in on today. And if you need to contact me, it's 318-206-8953. Please visit my website, www.patriciajwilliams.com. Remember, I love you. Yes, I do. And God does too. Be blessed.
You've been listening to Proclaim God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. If you would like to correspond with this minister, the address is P.O. Box 3514, Pineville, Louisiana, 71361. The phone number is 225-268-8164, or by email at faithisthekey47@gmail.com. You are also invited to visit our website at www.patriciajwilliams.com. And as always, may God bless you is our prayer.